The 2016 presidential race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton has been intense, to say the least. Meanwhile, here in Washington, the race for the 7th congressional district has been pretty tame. Voters will decide between two state lawmakers for that open seat, progressive Democrats Pramila Jayapal and Brady Walkinshaw. Up till now, the two have run a pretty cordial campaign. But recently, Walkinshaw's campaign put out this TV ad.
Pramila was rated the least effective senator in Olympia.
She skipped more votes than nearly anyone else.
Pramila even missed voting on the budget.
The most important vote of the year.
So she could raise money for her campaign in New York.
Jayapal's campaign responded today. They called it a dishonest and negative attack. For more context on the 7th district race, I called up Josh Feit, political editor at Seattle Met Magazine, where he writes the blog Publicola. He says the campaign ad in question isn't necessarily negative.
You know, to be fair to Walkinshaw, he's bringing up a germane thing. He's juxtaposing what he sees as their records. And this particular study shows that, you know, he's been more effective than she has. So I'm not sure I'm 100% on board with that they're negative ads. They do criticize Jayapal, and by that term they're negative. Will they be successful? Jayapal won by such big numbers, it's really, really hard ground to make up. I will say it does appear to be a little bit of a Hail Mary, a little bit of a desperate move on Walkinshaw's part, but simultaneously there's something telling about Jayapal's response. She held a press conference today, and she's clearly, these ads have clearly bothered her. So maybe there is something to it.
Josh, Seattleites can place a fairly high premium on good manners and playing nicely with others. How do you think this type of campaign ad is going to play with voters who haven't yet gotten around to filling in their ballots?
You know, I think what you're seeing is Walkinshaw go on the offensive here. And in fairness to him, he's basically juxtaposing their records, which I think is fair game, and I think Seattle voters pride themselves on being well-informed. Perhaps it might not sit well with voters in that Seattle voters are very excited right now. You've got the first female presidential candidate appears to be in a winning position right now. Numbers looking good. I think you're going to see an excited electorate. So ultimately, I think that the negativity here is probably a wash.
Are any of these campaign tactics going to make a difference for him?
You know, Pramila Jayapal won the primary with such big numbers. She did better than both Walkinshaw and McDermott combined. So he's really got a hill to climb here. And, you know, when I'm not very good at predictions, but when people ask me to make these kind of political prognostications, I basically ask myself, which candidate would I rather be right now? And I would rather be Pramila Jayapal right now.
Josh Feit is political editor at Seattle Met Magazine, where he writes the blog Publicola. Since 1989, the 7th district seat has been held by Jim McDermott, who is not running for re-election this year. The district includes most of Seattle, stretches north to Edmonds, and south to Vashon Island.